here at the Indianapolis 500. And with me in this interview is John Malsheen, who is chairman and CEO of Badger State Ethanol. And as I understand it, on the board for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council.
Yes, that's correct.
Let's start off, John. Tell us a little bit about Badger State, how that got started, who's involved in it.
Two of us had a dream to build an ethanol plant, and we settled in Monroe, Wisconsin, which is a community that was welcoming us with open arms. We had absolutely no problem getting established there with the city of Monroe. We are a 40-million-gallon plant. We're producing about 56 million gallons a year. It's a Fagen design, ICM design plant. And we've had extremely talented and loyal staff that has got Badger State to where it is today. We are expanding with some new technology into other parts of the use of the kernel of corn. And we feel that that is a very, very important part of our charge, is to do a better job than we did we have in the past. So we're taking the germ out and the oil and the fiber and other parts of that kernel to make it more valuable. Ethanol will be our main product, and we're getting a name for ourselves as being the fuel made in America.
Well, and I think you made a very important distinction a lot of people kind of overlook when they look at ethanol, and that is the other things that you're doing with the biomass product in making that into other, you know, it has other purposes, it has other uses that have to be considered in the equation.
Oh, no question about it. As you use that kernel of corn to a higher use as an oil product, as a fiber product, a grain product, and of course we have CO2, ethanol, and distiller's grains. So that kernel of corn, instead of being used for ethanol, is being used for ethanol plus many, many other byproducts that increases the value for the American farmer.
Now, let's turn to the Ethanol Promotion Information Council for a moment. They've certainly developed very quickly. What would you say about the efforts of EPIC and what they're doing and trying to accomplish, and how do you think they're doing?
Well, I think timing and need is everything, and I give a lot of credit to Dave Vandegrift and ICM and a few other people who really sat down and said, we'll put our money where our mouth is and get this started. And I think they got a great staff organized at EPIC. I think we're going to do nothing but grow. We needed that kind of a promotion facility to get to the American people. And little by little, we're getting the name out of ethanol. And we've seen a tremendous, I think, acceptance of the product because of EPIC being a part of that dissemination of information, not only to the American people, but to mechanics and manufacturers of cars and everybody that goes into that mix of a team effort to get an ethanol product on the market.
Is there anything else that you would like people in the general public to know about the fuel and, you know, the product itself?
Well, I think that we're seeing ethanol finally get the kind of recognition it should. Not only being a clean burning fuel, cleaning up our environment, cleaning up our air, this is an important part of ethanol. Also, I think it's created a marketplace for the American farmer and brought a lot of industry and economic development to our country. It's probably the fastest growing industry in the country right now as far as involvement of capital, of enthusiasm. It's just been a great experience for us to be a part of that.
Well, thank you very much, John Malsheen, who is chairman and CEO of Badger State Ethanol, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.